Podcasts by Demos.
Hello, welcome to another Demos podcast. I'm joined today by Niamh Gallagher and Jamie Bartlett, authors of Making It Personal. So, Niamh and Jamie, what's this report about and what were you researching?
Well, this report's about something that we call self-directed services. They involve allocating people budgets so that they can, with advice from professionals and peers, shape the support and services they need. In the past, or what we say in the traditional system in the report, a person would be referred to a social worker who would assess their level of need. They would then be allocated to a set of services that were deemed to match that need within the local authority area. The new system that we advocate of self-directed services is a very different system. People find out right at the beginning, based on a self-assessment form, what their level of need is deemed to be. This is calculated into a number of points, which are then translated into a figure, which is their personal budget. And they then have the access to that personal budget, which they can choose to manage themselves, have managed by the local authority, or have managed by a family member, a broker, or another person that they trust to spend on services that they choose. And so it's really very different.
So this sounds really transformational and revolutionary, but why is it such a departure from the way we traditionally deliver public services?
Well, in something like social care, people themselves often know a lot more about what it is that they need to make them feel better, make them live better lives. Giving people the freedom, in this case the money, but also the support, the assistance, the guidance, to be able to design their own care packages around their lives rather than forcing their lives to work around what's ever available, means that huge benefits can be generated both for the individual but also for the state as a whole.
So exactly what kind of areas of public services are you talking about here, and what is it that might be wrong with them at the moment that makes this such a good idea right now?
Well, primarily we're looking at social care, which is typically people with physical disabilities, learning difficulties, and elderly people. There's a real sense of urgency in social care at the moment. We have, of course, an aging population, much tighter budgets in social care, and, you know, increasing expectations of the sort of quality and types of services that people want. It's putting incredible strain on the system.
Okay, so what is it actually doing for people and for government?
We looked at data for nearly 200 people that are now using self-directed support that previously were not. What we found with huge increases in their general health and well-being, people were able to spend more time with family members and people they cared about. 3/4 of them, for example, said that their quality of life had improved. They spend more time contributing to the community, and they really feel that their lives have more dignity and they have more control over their lives.
And what about for the state and the public service system as a whole?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting. Because releasing that knowledge, that information that people have about what services they need, actually makes the system cheaper as a whole. So what we found, we looked at data for 100 people who had been using traditional services but were now using self-directed services. The before and after costs show that it works out roughly 10% cheaper. That means that people using individual budgets are able to get all of these incredible outcomes, improved quality of life and so on, at a lower cost than they were under the traditional system.
You're listening to Demos Podcasts. I'm talking to Niamh Gallagher and Jamie Bartlett, authors of Making It Personal. So these are called self-directed services, but presumably it means more than just giving complete control to the individual.
Well, individuals certainly do have most of the control, in fact all of the control over their personal budget, but what is very important is that they have access to the right kind of support and advice to develop that package of services for themselves. We talk about the new role of the social worker in the report, and that's not somebody that just assesses your care, allocates you to a service and plays a care management role, but actually somebody who works in a much more holistic way with people as a broker, as an advisor, as a service navigator, and who is able to support a person more completely through their work. And many of the social workers we spoke to said that they feel this is almost like a return to the real social work, and it's the vocation that they had aspired to be part of when they joined.
Surely there's a risk that people involved in spending their own budgets are actually just going to waste their cash on things like season tickets or holidays. Is that something you are aware of in the research?
Of course. It's the number one concern that we hear over and over again. Well, actually, completely unsurprisingly, no, that's not really a risk, certainly in anything that we've found. As you'd expect, people who are given a budget and control over it want to really make a difference to their lives. So they are using this money in very, very clever, smart ways, and they're getting so much value for it. But I think it's worth saying that there will be times when people spend money on things that, how would we say, that are a little controversial. One service user we met, called Brenda, spent some of her money on a holiday to Tenerife. And I'm sure that there'll be some people out there thinking, well, this is not an appropriate use of public money. But the fact is this, for less money than Brenda was being allocated with respite care in some dingy home that she didn't like, she was able to go and enjoy a holiday with her family. She felt better, she felt stronger, she had an enjoyable time. And to me, if public money can do that to somebody, and for less cost than putting them in some residential home, I really don't see the problem.
Isn't there also a risk from the range of providers that people are going to have access to? Because presumably there's going to be a range of competing providers to offer social care and the things that people want and need. Is that a real risk? And how did that play out in the research?
Well, I think there's always a risk that the service that you get isn't necessarily what you expected to get in the first place. But I don't think that this risk is enormous in the case of personal budgets in social care, because as part of our research we looked a lot at the new roles for local authorities and new responsibilities for local authorities with a shift to personal budgets. And one of those roles, which many local authorities were quite enthusiastic about, is this kind of quality controller role. And part of that will be mapping local services, accrediting providers that do offer services of the highest standards, and informing users about those services. Users are given control, and so they have got the right to take a risk and to buy a bad service, even if they're told it's a bad service by the local authority.
So why is Demos talking about this now? Is there a particular kind of self-directed service that you're advocating, and what does it look like?
Well, Demos has talked for many, many years about personalisation and the importance of people having both choice and voice in the services that they use. And the kind of self-directed services that we talk about in this report are actually the next step on from just choice and voice. They're giving people the opportunity to put their money where their mouth is, essentially. And so what this is a really genuine shared control between the individual and the state, where the individual gets to take responsibility for their own care, and the state supports them and trusts them to do that. And I think that that's quite an important message for Demos to support.
Thanks very much, Jamie and Niamh. You've been listening to another Demos podcast. If you'd like to download the report Making It Personal, you can do that at www.demos.co.uk.